Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank. Good afternoon, Dave. How are you today?
Everything's great. How are you, buddy? Doing good, good. On the 29th of August, here we are, 2021.
Good to see you. You're looking fit and fiddle and healthy. And we got a big show for everyone today, Dave. I know you got a couple of exciting topics to lead us off.
Well, they're certainly important. So much is going on, as everybody knows. We hope you're all doing well out there. And always remember to check us out on all of our platforms. We appreciate the support. So the crap show in Afghanistan continues. It's now the 29th. They're still giving the 31st. They're sticking with the 31st for the military pullout. We've seen now the details of the 13 servicemen who gave their lives to our country.
Yep.
And they all look like unbelievably amazing individuals.
Heroes. Yep.
Very young. These people were babies.
Early 20s, all of them.
They were babies at 9/11. So, yep. That's when you see the faces, it really connects. But the shit show that's continuing, there's so many things going on incorrectly in Kabul right now. But I'm going to lead off with this, Frank.
Yeah.
That our president and their military commanders now they are working alongside the Taliban in more ways than we can even believe. But apparently they have shockingly turned over names of Americans and Afghan allies that the U.S. wants to evacuate.
Yeah.
So these are not only true American citizens, but these are the interpreters.
Yep.
And the people that actually were on the ground for the last 20 years helping us fight the evil that is the Taliban.
Yep.
This is beyond unforgivable.
They're calling it the kill list, Dave, and it's also accompanied by biometric data and green card data and the like. And so the Taliban can use, it's not just like names on a list of piece of paper. They can actually use this data, confirm it, find out locations, use geo data to find out locations in Kabul. They can track them down and kill them. I mean, that's, nobody seems to understand how and why this supposed kill list has been provided by our government. You probably read there's been meetings between the head of the CIA and the head of the Taliban, apparently in secret and in person over the last bunch of days. You got Secretary of State Blinkley, whatever his name is, moron guy. I mean, he's basically saying, well, yeah, I kind of hope the Taliban don't seal off the city once we're this is where we're at. This is the level. This is where the most powerful nation on the face of the earth is at. Oh, we hope the Taliban don't do X, Y, Z. Yeah.
It's pitiful. You mentioned a couple of times in our last podcast about how this is all inevitable and that it's almost like a pre-planned thing. We've wanted, the Biden administration kind of wants this to happen.
Sure.
So the other word I'm going to substitute in there is treason.
Yeah.
So when you leave $85 billion of equipment on the ground, that is treason. When you leave thousands of Americans unprotected from bloodthirsty savages, that is treason. When you give the Taliban full, they're going to be in charge of security for American citizens that are still there. That's like putting, the Gestapo in charge of getting Jews safely out of Germany. That is treason.
Yeah, 100%, Dave. I mean, this is 2.0 of when Obama sent over $1 billion of cash on a pallet in a C-130 to the mullahs of Iran and signed that nuclear deal. This is simply version 2.0 of that. I don't know why maybe it's just short memories. People can't remember, whatever. There is a very intentional Illuminati driven, satanic driven strategy here to surround, I think, supporters of Israel. And we talked about this off camera before we got on to start recording. But I really do think that this is part of a very intentional war that is being waged against Christians worldwide. And if you think about Israel as the base for that, you've got them surrounded now. You've got Afghanistan, you got the Taliban, you got Russian-backed Syria to the north, you've got the Hezbollah and Iran-backed Hezbollah lobbing rockets in there every single day. It doesn't even make the news anymore because it happens so often. You have Egypt to the south, the Muslims there. They are closing in, and now they've got $1 billion worth of arms, helicopters, gunships, tanks, small arms, munitions, drones. It's a terrorist delight, and they are ready and armed and ready to go to battle, and they will.
A lot of it is in general is just weakening the Western modern civilization. And it also ties into, we've been talking about this for, God, this goes back decades now, is Biden's family's love with the CCP.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of Republicans that are tied in as well. But the influence now the CCP has over us and now into the Middle East is, you know, there is no end to that. And that's going to keep on going the rest of our lives, if not longer.
There is no end. And the one piece of, just to tie it back to modern times, Dave, for a second. So I will give this one piece of news for our listeners. You know, when things go so terribly wrong with the ordinary structure and chain of command in the military, what does the good people in the military have to do? They have to take things in their own hands. So this is over on Breitbart, U.S. Special Operations. Veterans conduct secret mission to rescue Afghan allies. Mm-hmm. Quote, we did what we had to do. So I'm not sure if you heard about this. This is a pretty big story. This is a group of, and I was informed about this prior by a spec ops friend of mine, then it made the news. This is a group of dozens and dozens and dozens of former U.S. Special Forces, Navy SEALs, Green Berets, et cetera, who got together, and the United States government was not doing what they were supposed to do to get our people out of that country. So they basically decided to put their own special force together, and they got out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Afghan folks who were working on the ground there with United States forces, the intelligence community, other people, and got them out of the country. And here's the really pathetic thing. Were they applauded by our government for doing this? Were they thanked? No. Here's what happened, Dave. The Secretary of State made a tweet or whatever, came out with an announcement that said, what you're doing is incredibly unhelpful and not appropriate. I mean, they're doing the job that the United States government can't or won't do. I'm not quite sure what it is. I'm not sure if it's, well, I think it's willful, but either they can't or won't do it. And so the job is getting done by former Special Forces people.
Well, good for them. The weakness we're seeing in the leadership of our military is it's the worst it's ever been in this country's history. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You pick any year, pick 1843. This is as weak as it gets.
Yep.
They were kind of browbeaten. I don't know if you saw, but they did have a couple of drone attacks, and apparently they did knock out a couple of the Taliban leaders.
Yep.
But that was a drop in the bucket.
It's nothing.
This could have happened months ago, weeks ago.
Yeah.
Thank you for actually, putting up a little bit.
Yeah,
of
I mean, what did they, Dave? Get the non woke, non LGBTQ, non LGB pride color flag waving person who was like arming the drone down in Iowa to, you know, drop that baby over Kabul. I mean, I guess there's hopefully a few of those folks left, normal right sided Americans
that want to do the right thing. Yeah. I mean, so it was, like I said, a little too little too late. I think in the next 2 to 3 days, we're still going to see some nasty business going on over there. Another guy who did step up, I do want to give him a big time rave. So one guy did step up and put his voice to a video to voice his displeasure with what's going on in the military. So his name is Stuart Scheller.
Yeah, I heard about
this.
He's
a Marine Lieutenant Colonel and fantastic track record of actually, boots on the ground and fighting the enemy, not just sitting behind a desk in DC like Milley.
Yeah.
So this guy basically just said that he has complete lack of trust and confidence in the military brass. And literally within 2-3 hours of him posting this video online, he was dismissed.
Yep.
Those mother effing bastards.
Yeah.
So here's a guy who's actually telling the truth. I thought we were supposed to like whistleblowers, Frank. I guess not.
Only if they're on the left hand side, Dave. You know that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't have whistleblowers on the right hand side. That's just not acceptable, right?
But heaven forbid this guy actually come out and says, "Hey, I want to put America first. I want to show to the world that we have the most lethal and effective fighting force in the world. And when I see a bad guy, we want them taken out." Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah. No, broke the chain of command. You know, I mean, typical. Right. You could probably put on, you know, lipstick, a pride flag, Birkenstocks, and order a latte, and you'd be fine. But as soon as you point out this kind of shit, you're gone. So,
I hope he gets a huge book deal. I don't think he has any kind of legal recourse. But let's give him his own TV show. He looked like a very presentable guy.
100%.
Obviously, knows his stuff. Back in at least a great book deal. To help
absolutely.
That guy.
So trying to get him as a commentator on Breitbart or something.
Get him on the War Room with you know.
Bannon. Exactly. Get him on Bannon
or something. But anyway, his name again was Stuart Scheller. I'm sure we have not heard the last of him. So good job, dude.
Totally.
Let's shift to some nasty COVID business, because talk about people being called out. Let's begin with the Illinois mom. Oh. So here's this lady out in Illinois. She's got a son who's like a teenager, I guess. And some judge, some obviously some left-wing nudnik says, you can no longer, we've stripped your parental rights to see your son because you refused to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah. Oh, no, I saw this, dude. I mean, this is incredible. Oh. This is incredible. I saw that. So this is a couple, they've been, I guess, divorced or something. Yeah. There's shared custody rights between the two parents. Very common, obviously, unfortunately, and sadly. And for her to get visitation. And so now there, this judge, this activist judge, obviously is denied her parental visitation rights because she won't get the jab.
You can't make it up.
I mean, it is really, we are spiraling into a toilet on this stuff, Dave. I mean, honestly, when you start sacrificing basic rights, I mean, basic parental rights, this gets into the school choice issues, all the rest of it, the masks, everything else. I think we are in for a serious turn of events, you know, in this whole area. Civil society will not take this stuff for much longer.
Yeah, we're at the breaking point. Tyranny and is raising its head in full force here, and anything we can do to push back, and that begins obviously with 2022. Let me give you one other on this one. So his name is David Clements. And he is a professor at the New Mexico State University, highly regarded place. He's been there for many years. And he resisted having to wear the mask, was against the vaccine mandate, fired.
Yeah.
Now, that's just one of many. I mean, his story there's probably tens of thousands,
many, many.
And forget about this
like
country. It's 20 times worse in Australia and parts of Europe.
Yep.
And it's, I saw
some pushback in France recently. Did you see this? I mean, they were on the streets of the Champs-Élysées because now they're mandating the vaccine passport for the restaurants, like what de Blasio leftard wants to do in New York City. So what are people doing? Everybody's having dinner outside. So they blocked all the traffic on the Champs-Élysées, one of the busiest streets in Europe. So they're all eating dinner on the ground outside because they wouldn't let them inside to have dinner. So they all ordered takeout and they're all eating outside.
Outside.
It was fantastic.
I think even these in this so quote unquote, you know, left leaning countries like France are seeing a huge pushback. I can't wait for the next election, both here and around the world, especially in Australia. I always thought that was like a real rough and tumble, like, hey, we're freedom loving people. There was some poor guy. He's a 27 year old guy that he was caught breaking his quarantine.
Okay.
And they went in with these full hazmat suits and arrested this poor guy.
Yeah, I saw
that. He's 27 years old. It's talk about going full Stalin. This is worse than that they're doing in China.
The headline for that, Dave, it said COVID fugitive from justice due to COVID. I mean, these people have gone off the deep end. One dude down there in Melbourne got 8 months in prison for organizing a protest against the lockdowns. He wasn't even in the protest. He just helped to organize it. And he got put in jail for 8 months, Dave, in Australia. I've lost all respect for Australia. Never going there again now at this point, unless that everything switches up down there. And, you know, guess ultimately, you know, one of Satan's, assistants here is Fauci in this whole business.
Yes.
And you probably saw this story. This, I think, broke on CNN this morning or something. So the notion of needing booster shots, right, for these vaccines, he's now calling for boosters every other day. Did you see this, Dave? Every other day. No, I'm just kidding, folks. Every 5 months, he's calling for booster shots now. Every 5 months. So you get the one jab, you get the second jab. So you're basically looking at three jabs a year, give or take a couple of months, three jabs a year. I don't think so, Fauci. I don't think so. Okay. That would be a pass for me, Mr. Fauci. That would be a pass for me. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Poor CNN is in such trouble. They have so few viewers. They said, let's bring out Fauci one more time. And he stepped in. And even Jake Tapper kind of pushed back against that nonsense.
Hey, if there's more people watching Salty Cracker over on Odyssey, Rumble, and BitChute than watching CNN, that's not even a joke. People think I'm kidding around. Salty Cracker is a fantastic, if you haven't checked them out yet, fantastic dude over on these alternative platforms. And he gets more views than people watching CNN. That is not a joke.
Right. I'll give you another one you can line up with the Satanists. I hate just use this. We're going to boycott this. You know, that's something the left does. But I'm sorry. I'm drawing the line.
Yes.
And I know I like my Ben and Jerry's ice cream, but they are evil.
Oh, they're done.
I used to think, they're just a couple of harmless hippies who made a little bit of money. They now have people on their board that are severely anti-Semitic, anti-American. So this one bitch, I'm going to call her out. She's Indian. I don't even know how to, her last name is Mittal. I don't even know how to pronounce her first name, but she is, this is the whole that they're refusing to sell ice cream to Jewish settlements in Palestine.
Yeah.
She is an evil woman. She's on their board.
Yeah.
Please people, there's a lot of other ice creams out there.
I think our audience, which is now we're up in the tens of thousands of followers, we're really grateful for all the support you guys and gals. But, you know, I mean, you know, follow places like Chick-fil-A, you know, follow places, go to places like In-N-Out, go to places like Hobby Lobby. You know, if you need stuff for your kids to do arts and crafts, don't go to Marshall's. You know, go to good, fundamental, family, Christian-based businesses. Put your values where your mouth is, where your wallet is. You got to support these people.
Let me ask you, Frank, you're in the business world much more than I am. Do you believe that within the next 2 to 5 years, there's going to be a strong competitor to the Amazon platform? Because basically what Amazon does is just take all these products and sell to people.
Yeah.
And we all know Jeff Bezos and that whole crew up there are a bunch of left-wing nudniks.
Right.
Do you think there'll be a chance for another conservative-leaning Amazon?
100%. I mean, I think as long as there's a free market allowed in our country, and I'm, you know, hopefully that's forever. But I mean, as long as we have, you know, open enterprise, free markets, innovation, creativity, and risk is incented, meaning, you know, our level, the level of taxation for taking risk with your capital doesn't get up to the levels of ordinary income. So people who have just sort of regular jobs and so forth, you know, have ordinary income tax, and people who take risk with their capital get capital gains treatment and so forth. So unless the leftards in Washington try to equalize that, so it's roughly a 40% tax across the board. So unless that happens, yes. And the answer to your question is yes, Dave. I think there is a chance for this to happen.
I hope, like you said,
with Getter, social media, we're seeing, you know, Getter is now approaching Twitter in terms of followers. I mean, and really encourage people to get over there to GETTR, Getter. It's like the right side version of Twitter. We love that platform. Get over to Gab, MeWe, et cetera. These are places where we can express our views, have conversations, not be punished, and just have open dialogue, just and not be, you know, crucified for having an alternative view.
And I think one more Ray before we sign off. I've mentioned it before, but Eric Clapton has really stepped up lately. So he's got another song. So he's one of the few classic rock stars that has come out against the nonsense, the lockdowns and so on. So his new song is called "This Has Gotta Stop."
Yeah.
So good for Eric Clapton. He was joined by Van Morrison on one other song, but so many other famous rock guys have been silent, which is kind of upsetting. But support Eric Clapton, go to his website. His new anthem is called "This Has Gotta Stop," and right on Slow Hand.
Definitely. No, thanks for pointing that out, Dave. And brother, good to see you again. Look forward to catching up on the flip side, and safe travels down the road, everybody.